For the third Saturday in a row, we say good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between with the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest 12-10 overall, 6-6 in the GPAC. Nebraska Wesleyan 3-14 overall, 1-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. For the Dort College women, they are coming off a win over Mount Marty on Wednesday night in GPAC action, which has inserted the Defenders back in the race for the number 5 spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while Nebraska Wesleyan is smarting from a loss on Wednesday night to the Briarcliff Chargers. They lost that by a substantial margin. For Dort College, a home contest, trying to put together 2 wins in a row, and this afternoon they tried to do that against a team that they beat earlier this year. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. I'm seated on the right-hand side of the scorer's table as you face the court here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams, and here is what the coach had to say about today's game.
Dort College Defenders get set to play Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference action this afternoon. Coach Craig Steensma joins me as his team comes off a win on Wednesday night over Mount Marty on the road. And Coach, a good win for your team on Wednesday. Now the task at hand is to build on that, and something that this team has had its shares of ups and downs with. How do you prepare for Nebraska Wesleyan today?
Well, we just have to try to be focused and to work hard and to be ready for what they're going to do to us. We have had like 2 wins and then a loss, or a win, a really good win and then a loss. And so we really want to try to build a winning streak here. And, you know, we can only do it one game at a time, but we intend to build on the win at Mount Marty on Wednesday night.
You talk about intensity, you talk about focus. What can you as a coaching staff try to do to foster that in this team with 8 games left to go in the season?
Well, I think that has to develop in practice with how focused we are in practice, or just their eyes and their face and how hard they work and how well they concentrate in practice will carry over to games. And so that has to continue to be a strength of ours. And when we have lulls in practice, it seems like they carry over to games. We've had some great practices in the last few weeks, so you hope those things carry over to Saturday afternoon.
Playing a Prairie Wolf team that is averaging something like 51 points per game, they give up 69 points per contest. They have been challenged offensively to score points. How do you keep them challenged today?
Well, they rely on Mallory Shanahan, a 6-foot senior who's had a lot of success in this conference, and Janelle Ball, who's a point guard. They're both seniors, and if we can shut them down, their other players don't have as much experience. And so our main focus is just going to be to get stops one at a time and then get great shots. So, they are a team that has struggled to score points. They've been in a lot of games, just depth-wise, I think we should have an advantage there. And hopefully we have other advantages, too, in terms of shooting and rebounding.
Offensively, if I remember correctly, you got this into a little more of an up-tempo game down at Lincoln. That is, I would think, a pretty big key to any success today.
Yeah, we did, and that's definitely not what they want, but that will be the goal again today. You're exactly right, Mike. Now, they have done a very good job of getting better at being able to slow the tempo and slow things down. And so that'll be a challenge for us, is to make it an up-tempo game and get them in transition and get into their bench depth a little bit.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's Coach Craig Steensma. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Nebraska Wesleyan is 1-11 this season in the conference, 3-14 overall. Their win over Doan was their lone GPAC win. Their non-conference decisions are over McAllister and St. Catherine. That came back on December the 29th. Wesleyan's averaging 50.9 points per game, allows 69.7 points per outing. The Lincoln, Nebraska-based team has a season high of 64 points scored in a game against St. Benedict and have allowed more than 70 points on 8 different occasions. Teams are shooting 41.8% against the Prairie Wolves while making 31.8% themselves, and they're getting out rebounded 41.9 to 37.5. Wesleyan has turned the ball over 370 times in 17 games, while opponents have given it up 316 times. Mallory Shanahan is the leading scorer with a 15.4 points per game average to go with 9.6 rebounds, and she has made 12 of 40 three-pointers with 20 assists, 23 block shots, and 19 steals. Janelle Ball is good for 6.2 points per game and leads the team with 48 assists and 32 steals. The Defender women are 12-10 overall, 6-6 in league play. They've won three of their last four outings and are 6-2, dating back to a win over Briarcliff on December the 15th. The Defenders have played in 10 games decided by a single digit and are 4-6 in those contests. York College is scoring 70.2 points per game and allows 61.6 points per contest. They are rebound teams 37.5 to 36.5. York College is holding teams to 38% shooting. They make 41.4% of its field goals. York converts 36.2% of their three-point attempts and have defended the arc to the tune of 30.7% success for opponents. Kara Van Dyke leads the team with 13.4 points per game. She leads the team with 7.8 rebounds as well. Kayla Brookice converts 12.4 points and has 28 steals. Brookice leads the team with 44 made three-point baskets this season in 17 games played. Brianna Sprague is scoring 11.5 points per game, and Elise Marsh is good for 10.3 points per outing. Sprague and Marsh average 5.1 and 5.7 rebounds per game, respectively. Jasmine Skelhaus and Danelle Bone score 7.2 and 6.4, and they have 32 and 31 made three-pointers, respectively. Last time these two teams were in action was Wednesday night. Nebraska Wesleyan lost an 80-46 decision to Briarcliff. They got worn down after trailing 38-26 at halftime. Mallory Shanahan had 18 points. Wesleyan was limited to 14 of 66 shooting from the floor. They were able to hold their own on the boards, though, getting 21 offensive rebounds while getting out-rebounded by a 44-42 margin. The Defender women came from 8 points down in the first half to beat Mount Marty and Yankton by a 78-63 margin. York College made 24 of 50 shots from the field, 15 of 19 from the free throw line. Kayla Brookice scored 17. Kara Van Dyke had 16 with 11 rebounds. The Dort women lead this series 12-7. They won the December 8th game by 67-34 margin after getting up 34-12 at halftime. Kayla Brookice had 17 points. Elise Marish tossed in 12 and had 6 rebounds. Danelle Bone converted a trio of 3-point shots as Dort made 25 of 58 field goals. They're out-rebounded 48-44. Nebraska Wesleyan was stopped by Courtney Cook's 9 points. Wesleyan was limited to 5 of 31 field goal shooting in the first half. Back with a look at our starting lineups for today's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are your starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from Nebraska Wesleyan. They will start number 5, Courtney Cook. She's a 6-foot freshman from Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 4.5 points per game. Number 11 is Emily Linus, a 5'7 junior from Lone Tree, Colorado, averaging 5.3 points per outing. Number 12 is Danelle Ball, a 5'4 senior from Littleton, Colorado. She's averaging 6.2 points per game. Mallory Shanahan is a 6-foot senior from Wahoo, Nebraska, averaging 15.4 points per outing. And number 24 is Felicia Tikalski, a 5'8 freshman from Perth, Nebraska. She is averaging 5.8 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will counter with Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.4 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus wears number 11. She's a 5'7 freshman from Pella, Iowa. She is averaging 7.2 points per contest. Number 31 is Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She's the leading scorer on this Dort College team at 13.4 points per game. Brianna Spronk is a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She's averaging 11.5 points per game. And Elise Marish rounds out the starting lineup for the Defender. She is a 5'11 junior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 10.3 points per game. In terms of career notes, Dort College's Brianna Spronk has 936 career points. She's closing in on the 1,000-point club. She currently ranks 15th all-time in scoring. Kara Van Dyke surpassed 800 career points in the win over Mount Marty. She ranks 23rd all-time with 802 career points. Spronk is 12th in career rebounding with 578. Kara Van Dyke 16th with 511. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan, 30 seconds away. We'll be back with more after this. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College Defenders. Jasmine Skelhaus with a jazz passes left side off to Van Dyke. Van Dyke lob pass down low intended for Brianna Spronk, and it's tapped away by a Nebraska Wesleyan player on the help defense. That's Emily Linus getting a hand on it, sending it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus in danger of a 5 seconds call. Gets it into Spronk. Jumper in the lane. No good. 10 feet straight on. Couldn't knock it down. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. On the rebound, Janelle Ball. Ball will wait at half court. Here comes Brookeis to meet her. Ball with it on the left side, trying to penetrate. Pulls it out, sets it up. Her pass taken away by Kira Van Dyke. Van Dyke simply stepped into the passing lane on the left wing and took it away. Jasmine Skelhaus feeds Spronk. Spronk over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side, Brookeis, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke kick out Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookeis. Brookeis short corner, left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan looks like they might be in a man-to-man where they sag off. Shot in the lane by Van Dyke is no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Mallory Shanahan takes the first foul of the contest at 19:11 left to go in the first half. Foul number one on Shanahan. She is the leading scorer for Nebraska Wesleyan, so you want to take it at her on when she's on the defensive end of the floor, and that's a big one. First one on her, less than a minute into the contest. Kara Van Dyke makes the first free throw. Kara's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Van Dyke is up and good, so Van Dyke makes them both, and the Dort College defenders lead 2-0. 2-0 our score just underway. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon, a beautiful day. Hope you can take a little bit of time out of your day to visit us at the DeWitt Gymnasium, if at all possible. Throwing the ball away on the other end is Nebraska Wesleyan. A turnover by the Prairie Wolves. Dort College gets the basketball back, leading 2-0. Skelhaus, right side, penetrates, baseline, cut off, puts it up, and she's fouled from behind by Emily Linus. Linus commits the personal foul at the 18:53 mark. And just like that, Nebraska Wesleyan has drawn a couple of fouls on shots. So Dort College with an opportunity to go to the free throw line and extend their 2-0 lead. Skelhaus, first free throw is good. Jasmine Skelhaus with a pair of free throws on the way. Dort College 3-for-3 from the charity stripe right now. And make it 4-for-4 as Skelhaus spins her second one through. Dort College leads 4-0. Nebraska Wesleyan in the backcourt. Dort College showing press. And we've got a trap but a foul called. And I believe Skelhaus is going to be whistled for the personal foul. Skelhaus whistled for the foul at the 18:51 mark. Foul number one on Skelhaus. Team foul number one on the defenders. They get the ball inbounded to Janelle Ball. Ball with it in the backcourt. Wesleyan taking some time in the backcourt. Very similar to how Dort College breaks the pressure defense against opponents. Taking time in the backcourt. They get it across. Left side over to Courtney Cook. Cook throws it away. No. They say a Dort College player touched it out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Prairie Wolves throw it in. Wesleyan looking to throw. They get it inbounded to Mallory Shanahan. Dort College trying to come up with defensive pressure and defensive intensity here in the first half. Starting the contest off with a 4-0 lead. They turn it over to Nebraska Wesleyan on the bounce pass intended for Courtney Cook on the left elbow of the lane. Cross-court pass, Skelhaus sets, fires, three, no good. Rebound on the weak side, though. Brookeis down after it. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball on the held ball. 18:16 remaining. It's Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan throws it in the backcourt. Coming up with it is Emily Linus. Linus passes over the ball. Ball with it underneath the basket. Ball will bring it up. She's got it across half court. Into the front court, goes right side. Thought about the three, did Tucholsky, decides against it, and a blocking foul called on the Dort College defenders, and that's going to go on Kara Van Dyke. And for Kara Van Dyke, that is foul number one with 18:03 left to play in this first half. Nebraska Wesleyan throw the ball in. Prairie Wolves toss it. They go left side over to Janelle Ball. Ball gets it into Shanahan. Shanahan working against Van Dyke. Puts it up. Blocked by Van Dyke. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Van Dyke very nearly picked up her second foul right there. Right side pass Brookeis. She lets fly with a three. In and out. No good. Dort College might want to work it inside a little bit more. They've been quick on the trigger with some three-point shots. Danelle Bone, Jessica Jelsma checking in just a moment. Shanahan straight on three. She knocks it down. Mallory Shanahan with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 4-3. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke with it on the left side looking for Spronk. She's got her on the wing, goes down to the baseline. It's poked away by Tucholsky, picked back up by Spronk, and Tucholsky's going to be called for the hand check. 17:20 left to go, first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Throwing the ball in will be Emily Newman. Newman triggers it, gets it to Marish. Marish puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound tapped around, and it's loose, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It is Dort College basketball on the held ball. 4-3, Dort College leading by a point. Throwing the ball in will be Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma to trigger, gets it in, corner, Bone. Bone, three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College, again, unable to convert the three, and here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. Shot no good, but on the offensive rebound is Mallory Shanahan. She keeps it alive. And the Dort College defenders leading 4-3, and become a little too quick with that three-point shot. Haven't worked it inside on their recent possessions. They lead it 4-3. Wesleyan to throw the ball in. They get a trigger to Shanahan. Shanahan out front to Janelle Ball. Ball with it right side to Tucholsky. Tucholsky down to the baseline. In traffic, her shot is good, and Wesleyan has the lead at 5-4. 5-4 our score. Wesleyan has scored five in a row. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma passes off to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it at the point. She goes right side, Bone. Bone gives it up, Jelsma. Jelsma to Cook. Cook underneath Newman. Newman with a left hand from the left side. It's good. Emily Newman with a two-point basket. Dort College retakes the lead at 6-5. We have our first lead change, our second lead change, I should say. Wesleyan has it right side to Kulsti. To Kulsti swings it over to Janata. Janata with the basketball, gives it up Linus. Linus to Tucholsky. Tucholsky looking down low, gets it to Janata. Janata back outside to Tucholsky. Tucholsky three, good. Tucholsky with 5 points, and the defenders trail 8-6. 15:55 left to play, first half. Left side, Bone. Bone with the basketball. She goes outside, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Jelsma. Jelsma drives in, puts it up, and she is pushed from behind. They say the foul came before the shot. Foul called on Tucholsky is her second, with 15:47 left to play in the first half. Dort College trails it. Throwing the ball in. They get it into Jelsma. Dort College with the basketball. They come back over to Bone. Bone with it. Bone gives it up. Jelsma. Jelsma, Spronk. Spronk out front, Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Bone gives it up, Newman. Newman back to Spronk. Spronk shakes left, goes right. Nothing there. Comes back to Cook. Cook in the lane. Kick out, Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gets it back over to Spronk. Spronk, three. No good there for the rebound. Of the putback, though, is Jamie Cook. Cook in the right place at the right time for the offensive rebound and the putback, and we have our first tie of the basketball game at 15-17. 15-17 left to go in the first half. Janata, left side, Walker, Aaron Walker on the wing. Aaron Walker comes back over to Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez on the right side, steps back on the baseline, puts it up, shot fails to draw iron. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma across the half-court stripe, crosses over, comes left side, Bone. Bone, three on the way, got it. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 11-8. Bone is making 50% of her three-point shots this season. And Nebraska Wesleyan wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Wesleyan. 11-8, Dort College up, 14:42 remaining. Back with more after this. Dort College on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan used their first timeout, trailing 11-8. Driving left side, and we've got a travel called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan struggling with turnovers early on. Dort College forces another one as Shanahan shuffled her feet as she came to a stop. Looked like she might have a lane to the basket and then got cut off. With it is Jelsma. Jelsma picks up her dribble, goes right side, Brookice. Brookice for the ball. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma high post, Cook, ball fake, drives around the defensive player, lays it up with the right hand, Cook. Jamie Cook makes it 13-8, Dort College by 5. Dort College with a trap in the corner. Ball's loose, picked up by Brookice. Brookice with it, looking for the trailer, Cook. Cook unable to get open. Here's Spronk. Spronk in traffic, shot no good. Gets her own rebound back, comes back over to Bone. Bone right side, Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing. Jelsma looking for someone to pass to. Jessica with the basketball. She'll drive in with a left hand. Had it stripped away. Out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Jasmine Skelhaus gets it inbounded to Bone. Bone with it in the corner. Round the horn they go. Back over to Skelhaus. Sets, fires, three, got it. Jasmine Skelhaus with 5 points. Dort College doubles up on Nebraska Wesleyan. They've scored 10 in a row. They lead at 16-8. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Caitlin Janata. Janata with the basketball. Janata comes back over to Sanchez. Sanchez right side to Janelle Ball. Ball underneath Janata. Janata jumper right side. No good off of the glass from 5 feet. Dort College with a rebound. Comes over to Bone. Bone at the top of the key. Bone to Brookice. Brookice squares up. Nothing there. Comes to Marish. Marish drives baseline. Puts it up. Shot no good, but rebound cleared out by Nebraska Wesleyan. I had thought Marish got fouled from behind on that shot. No call made, though. Back we go the other way. Wesleyan over the ball. Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez to Shanahan. Shanahan swings it right side. Ball on the perimeter. Underneath Janata. Janata rocks into a hook shot. No good. Rebound Shanahan, and Shanahan is fouled on the play by Brianna Spronk with 12:45 left to go in the first half. Dort College 16, Nebraska Wesleyan 8. Shanahan goes to the free throw line to try and stop the Dort College run of 10 points in a row. Shanahan this season an 87% free throw shooter. She is 62-71. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Shanahan. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Mallory Shanahan makes both free throws. Dort College leads by six, that is, 16-10. Shanahan has 5 points. Shot on the perimeter, no good by the defenders. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. Shanahan clears out the rebound. She wants to walk it up. Nebraska Wesleyan will try to slow the pace down. Emily Linus between the circles. Passes right side to Janelle Ball. Ball with the basketball goes left over to Sanchez. Sanchez feeds it to the cutter, Linus. Linus shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Coming away with it is Brookice. Brookice up the right side with it. Feeds Jazz Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Jasmine passes it back over to Kira Van Dyke. Van Dyke's pass tipped and controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming back the other way is Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez layup with the left hand under pressure is good. Dort College leads 16-12. Right side Bone. Bone on the wing back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice goes into the left corner. Van Dyke. 2-3 zone applied by Nebraska Wesleyan. Marish with a jumper missed everything. Van Dyke came away with the rebound. No reset on the shot clock. Comes back out front to Bone. Bone swings it left side, Brookice. Brookice in pressure. Shot no good. Got in too deep. Rebound, though, cleared out by Marish. Marish shot no good. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan has it. This is Janelle Ball. Ball with it right side. Ball passes out front to Sanchez. Shot blocked by Marish. Ball's down on the floor. Picking up the loose ball, though, is Shanahan. Shanahan's putback is good. As the ball came free, it trickled to her feet, and she got it on the right block. She put it up, knocked it down, and Nebraska Wesleyan trails 16-14 with 11:09 left to play in the first half. Elise Marish has called for the personal foul. First free throw and only free throw is good for Shanahan. Jasmine Skelhaus with the basketball on the right side. Skelhaus over to Spronk. Spronk, Marish. Marish taps it. It's taken away by Wesleyan. Coming back the other way is Janata. Janata pull up from 10. Misses everything except the bottom of the backboard on the far side. Rebound controlled by Skelhaus. Skelhaus left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the corner. Hampered there. Gets it away. Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice tries to thread the needle. And it's taken back by Nebraska Wesleyan, and we have a travel violation called on Courtney Cook. 10:35 left to go in the first half. Dort College leads 16-15. Caravan Dyke will throw the ball in, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Fresh 30 for Dort College to work with after the turnover. Skelhaas, right wing. They swing it over to Brookice. Brookice to Spronk, deep right corner. Working the perimeter, Dort College with the basketball. They go right side, Brookice. Another three, there's the rainbow off the rim, no good. And now foul called on the rebound. No foul. It touched the shot clock above the backboard, they say. Our officials today, Randy Wagmeister, Gene Strzok, and Ryan Fries, keeping the peace. Newman and Cook are in. Van Dyke checks out along with Spronk. 10:19 left to play in the first half. Dort College 16, Nebraska Wesleyan 15. Wesleyan on a 7-0 run right now. Wesleyan with the ball. They go to Ball. Ball throws it to no one in particular. A Dort College player tipped it. It'll be Wesleyan basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in for Wesleyan and the Prairie Wolves is Linus. Linus to Trigger. Linus looking. Gets it into the corner to Tucholsky. Tucholsky is stripped. Coming up with it is Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice will drive in with the left hand. Lace it up. Lace it down. Kayla Brookice with her first field goal of the day. Dort College leads 18-15 with a nifty crossover by Brookice. Back the other way. They go to Janata. Janata lay in good. Two teams exchange fast break buckets. Skelhaas has it up front. She goes left side to Brookice. Brookice to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Newman. Newman left side to Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish, Cook. Cook, left baseline. Out front, Skelhaas. Three-pointer, got it. Jasmine Skelhaas with her second three of the day. She's got 8 points. Dort College leads 21-17. 9:20 in the first half, left to go. Linus quickly back the other way. And loses it out of bounds. A Dort College player touched it last. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Jessica Jelsma checks into the contest for Dort College. Checking in for Wesleyan, Sanchez, and Shanahan. Shanahan came into the game averaging 15.4 points per game. She's got 8 already. Halfway to her average. And Nebraska Wesleyan throws it away. Kelly Sanchez unable to track it down in the corner. Dort College gets the basketball back. Dort College basketball, bringing it up is Jelsma. Jelsma on the right side, picks up her dribble out front, Newman. Newman in between the circles to Cook. Cook gives it left side to Brookice. Brookice to Marish. Marish in traffic, lost it. It's picked up. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball after the turnover. Ball, wild layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Now a foul called on the rebound on Wesleyan. I believe that's going to go on Janelle Ball. Janelle Ball has been whistled for the personal with 8:50 remaining in the first half. According to my count, that is team foul number 5 on Dort College. On Wesleyan. Dort College has 4 team fouls. Jelsma has it on the right side. Jessica Jelsma on the wing, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away, Brookice. Brookice to Newman. Newman in between the circles out front. Emily Newman at the free throw line. Comes back over to Cook. Cook looking down low for Marish. It's taken away by Wesleyan. Kelly Sanchez with the basketball. Sanchez passes right side to Janelle Ball. Ball with it right wing. Ball feeds it. High post. Shanahan. Shanahan lost it. Cook jarred it free. Cook down on the floor after it. Picked up by Wesleyan. Sanchez has the basketball out front. Tries for the spin move. Brookice laying out for another loose ball. Taps it away, and Jessica Jelsma gets called for a foul about 25 feet from the basket with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College very close to a defensive stop, but a foul called near midcourt as Jessica Jelsma came out on the pressure defense, and Wesleyan gets a fresh 30 seconds to work with. Janelle Ball has the basketball. Ball with it on the right side, feeds Shanahan. Shanahan backs her way in off of the glass. Good. Mallory Shanahan with a 2-point basket. She's got 10. And the defenders lead 21-19. 21-19 our score. With it is Van Dyke. Puts it on the floor. Left side, Brookeye. She's been cold on the three-point line so far. And now foul called on the fight for post position. That's going to go on Janata with 7:40 remaining in the half. Team foul number six on Wesleyan. Throwing the ball in will be Spronk. Brianna Spronk to trigger it. She gets it inbounded to Brookeis. Brookeis for the basketball back to Spronk. Straight on 17-footer. Too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Janata for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College by two. Here comes Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Sanchez. Sanchez right side. Linus. Linus. Janata. Janata. Double teamed. Kick out back to Linus. Linus. Pass intended for Shanahan. Tip controlled by Walker. Nebraska Wesleyan has the basketball. They've got it on the left side. Aaron Walker with it on the wing. Walker. Crossover. Dribble. Nothing there. Comes back over to Linus. Linus, 17-footer as the shot clock is set to expire. No good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma up the floor. Passes left side, Newman. Newman with the right hand from the left side. No good. Rebound taken down by Jelsma. Jelsma out to Brookeis. Open look at a three. That one's good. Brookeis with her first three-pointer of the afternoon. The fourth for Dort College. Defenders lead by 5, 24-19. Nebraska Wesleyan has the basketball. They go right side Sanchez. Sanchez down to the baseline. Double team. Comes back over to Emily Linus. Linus kicks it out. Straight on three-pointer for Janata is good. Janata comes back with a three for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's got 5 points. And with 6:20 remaining in the half, Dort College leads by two. Kara Van Dyke has the basketball. She's got it up front. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Spronk drives in, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled on the weak side by Sanchez. Sanchez to Walker, and Nebraska Wesleyan wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Prairie Wolves. 6:01 remaining, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. 6:01 left to go in the first half. Dort College 24, Nebraska Wesleyan 22. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Havelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Throwing it in is Janelle Ball. Ball tosses it right side Walker. Walker down to the baseline, cut off. Wesleyan, after the timeout, they used a full-length timeout there. Their second of the ball game, their second used timeout. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Danelle Bone comes up with it, and she's tied up with Aaron Walker. Alternating possession. It's Wesleyan basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Throwing it in. They go left side, Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan guarded closely by Spronk, and a foul on the play called on Brianna Spronk. Foul called on Bree is her second. So two free throws on the way for Mallory Shanahan. First one is up and good. 11 points for Shanahan. With 1 second on the shot clock, Shanahan was able to jump into Brianna Spronk and get the foul call. 12 points for Shanahan, and we're deadlocked at 24 all. Pass is deflected, and now we've got a foul on the play. Called on Danelle Bone. This is our second tie of the basketball game with 5:29 left to go in the first half. A one-and-one opportunity coming here. That foul called on Danelle Bone. That's her first with 5:29 left to play. Free throw on the way for Emily Linus. She's a 71% free throw shooter. First one is up, rattles it in. She's got another one on the way. Wesley in thus far, 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Door College, by comparison, 4-for-4. They got those two early foul calls on shots, and since then haven't gone to the free throw line. Linus makes 1-of-2. Dort College gathers in the defensive rebound. Dort College with the basketball. Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking down low for Spront. Comes out front for Marish. Marish to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side to Bone. Bone down to the baseline. Puts it up. Drew the contact. Foul called. Dort College will go to the free throw line with Danelle Bone shooting two free throws. So Dort College can retake the lead with Aaron Walker committing the foul. Two free throws on the way for Bone. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. This is a two-shot situation. First free throw is up and good. 4 points for Bone. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Danelle Bone, an 80% free throw shooter, makes them both. She's averaging 6.4 points per game. She's got five here in the first half. Dort College leads 26-25. Dort College back in front. 5 minutes to go till halftime. Right side pass, Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. She passes over to Linus. Linus gives it up. Left wing three-pointer, no good. Rebound, though, long, taken down by Nebraska Wesleyan. Linus feeds it into the lane. Cook, lost it. Picked up by Wesleyan, though, and getting free for a short shot is Aaron Walker. Walker with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 27-26. This has been a battle for the defenders. They got up 16-8. Since then, Wesleyan has had control of the basketball game. Spronk with it, drives in, kicks it opposite side. Bone puts it on the floor with a left hand, lays it up good. Danelle Bone with 7 first half points. Dort College leads 28-27. Now you need a stop. 4:15 left to play in the first half. Wesleyan off and running with the basketball. Linus kicks it off right side. Shanahan into the lane, puts it up and good. Mallory Shanahan with another 2 points. She's got 14, and the Dort College defenders trail 29-28. Dort College has not been able to put together the stifling defense that they had in Lincoln. Kara Van Dyke with 4 points. Dort College leads 30-29. Wesleyan with the basketball on the short shot by Van Dyke. 3:40 and counting, first half. Pass left side over to Janelle. Ball to Shanahan. Shanahan goes right side. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Dort College playing with a one-point lead. Here comes Skelhaas. Hot putting it into the front court. Passes up to Bone. Bone shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Nebraska Wesleyan and Walker. Walker with a basketball. Walker hands it off to Emily Linus. Linus with a basketball. Linus. She's got her on the right wing guarded there by Bone. Bone with it, gives it up to Janelle. Ball to Linus. Linus underneath Shanahan. Shanahan shot, no good. Inside rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Three players behind her. She's got numbers. 4-on-2. Feeds Marish. Marish driving in. And a blocking foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the block, as she slowed up to impede the progress of a Nebraska Wesleyan player. And she gets called for the personal foul, her second of the day. Van Dyke will check out. Newman will check in. So Nebraska Wesleyan, you wave off what was sure to be a two-point basket for Marish. You put a second foul up on the board against Van Dyke, and Dort College is locked in a dogfight here heading towards halftime. Ball's jarred free. Coming up with it is Shanahan. Shanahan gives it up to Ball. Ball right side. Feeds it down low. Janata back out front to Walker. Walker with the basketball. Walker goes into the corner. Sanchez feeds it right side. Three on the way. Bank shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Jasmine Skelhaas. Skelhaas up the floor quickly. She goes right side, gets the return pass, looks for the reversal, gets it over to Brookeis. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound tapped. Jamie Cook saves it in. Now fight for it. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. They promptly throw it away. Spronk throws it towards the midcourt stripe. Brookeis comes up with it. Feeds Cook. Cook, Newman. Newman in the lane. Cumped the hoop, and she is fouled. Emily Newman with 5 points. And the Dort College lead extended to 3 at 32-29. That foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to go against Aaron Walker with 2 minutes remaining till halftime. 32-29, Dort College by 3. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Newman. So for Newman, she's now 7 for 16 for the season from the free throw line. 3-point play gives Dort College a 4-point advantage at 33-29. With it is Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez gives it up to Linus. Linus takes it across half court. Linus with the basketball. Goes left side, ball. Ball, shot, blocked partially. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up to the right side, they go over to Newman. Newman on the fly. Spin move, traveled with it. No call made. She gets the shot to go. Emily Newman, 7 points here in the first half. Dort College leads 35-29. Dort College by a half dozen. 1:30 remaining. Long pass into the front court. Three-pointer rattles it down to Caitlin Janata. Janata with 8 first-half points. Dort College leads 35-32. Right side pass, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman feeds it out front. Brookice. Brookice, high post, Spronk. She spins on the right elbow looking for a pass. Gets it away, Marish. 15 to shoot, 105 left in the first half. Left side, Brookice. Brookice matched up with by Sanchez. Brookice, nothing there. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Now 6, feeds Newman. Newman will attack, drops it off for Spronk. Spronk with 2 seconds on the shot clock, no good, but there for the putback, Marish, and they wave it off. The ball never hit the rim. So Nebraska Wesleyan will have the basketball back with 50.9 seconds remaining. And Nebraska Wesleyan will bring it up. Across half court is Janelle Ball. Ball goes left side to Janata. Janata comes back over to Ball. Ball drives the lane. Missed the layup. Got wide open. And now foul called in the backcourt on Janata. Janata with the foul call. Our score. And free throws on the way for Emily Linus. I beg your pardon, not Linus. That was who the foul was. Well, it was on Janata. She was back there as well. Shooting the free throws is Jasmine Skelhas. Skelhas to shoot a pair. A few too many things happening at once, and I get distracted. 9 points for Skelhas. Another one on the way. This one's good. Skelhas, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And the Dort College defenders lead by 5, 37-32. 33.8 seconds left. First half, Wesleyan inbounding. They'll have to take a shot with about 3 seconds remaining in the half if they want to take it down. Driving the length of the floor, they dump it off. Shot underneath is not good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will send Jasmine Skelhas back into the contest. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Jamie Cook. Cook will inbound to Skelhas. Skelhas will walk it up. Jasmine, that is, with the basketball. 14 seconds now. Skelhas gives it back over to Cook. Cook looking 8 to shoot. Skelhas will penetrate. Kicks Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Back over to Jasmine. Skelhas 3, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan, and it'll be Dort College basketball, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 37, Nebraska Wesleyan 32, back with more after this. We're at halftime, Dort College leading Nebraska Wesleyan 37-32. We've had two ties, one at 8. That was at the 15-17 mark. That was part of a 10-0 run by the defenders where they went from down 8-6 to up 16-8. Nebraska Wesleyan responded with a 7-point run of their own to cut it down to 16-15. Wesleyan led briefly at 25-24, again at 27-26, and again at 29-28. Dort College, though, scored 5 points in a row. Beg your pardon, 7 points in a row to get up by six, 35-29. And at halftime, it's 37-32. Dort College led unofficially by Jasmine Skelhaus with 10 points, while Nebraska Wesleyan is topped by Mallory Shanahan. No big surprise there, as she is the leading scorer for that team coming into the contest. She's nearly got her season average already. She's got 14 points. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College leading 37-32. Dort College 12 for 33 from the floor, 36.4%. 4 for 12 on threes, 33.3%. 9 for 9 on free throws, 4-100%. Nebraska Wesleyan 11 of 27 from the floor, 40.7%. 4 for 7 on threes, 57.1%. 6 for 7 on free throws, 85.7%. Dort College out rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan 21-16 at halftime. Turnovers, Nebraska Wesleyan 10. A lot of those came very early. Dort College with 8. 6 steals for the defenders, 6 steals for Nebraska Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan is topped by Mallory Shanahan's 14 points. She is 4 for 6 from the floor and 5 for 5 on free throws. Caitlin Janata has 8 points. 5 for Felicia Tucholsky, 2 each for Aaron Walker, Kelly Sanchez, and Emily Linus has 1 point, beg your pardon. Jasmine Skelhaus leads Dort College with 10 points, 2 for 4 from the three-point line, 4 for 4 on free throws. 7 each for Danelle Bone and Emily Newman, 5 for Kayla Brookice, 4 each for Kara Van Dyke and Jamie Cook. Rebounding, Mallory Shanahan has 6 rebounds to lead all players. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Emily Linus, Janelle Ball, and Kelly Sanchez also have 2 rebounds apiece. For Dort College, Elise Marish and Jessica Jelsma have 4 rebounds each. 3 for Brianna Spronk and Jasmine Skelhaus. 2 each for Kayla Brookice and Kara Van Dyke. 2 steals each for Jessica Jelsma and Jamie Cook. Beg your pardon, that's 2 assists each for Jessica Jelsma and Jamie Cook. 3 steals for Kayla Brookice. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 3 assists for Emily Linus. 2 steals for Kelly Sanchez. We're at halftime, Dort College 37, Nebraska Wesleyan 32. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime, Briarcliff leads Hastings 36-32. That is at the half. See if we have any other scores that are partials. Morningside and Doan, this is a little bit of a surprise, 40-40 in Sioux City. And the other GPAC basketball game is Midland at Mount Marty. Mount Marty leads that one 33-28. Coming up next week on KDCR, more Dort College basketball. Wednesday evening of this week, Dort College hosting Morningside Great Plains Athletic Conference doubleheader action. 6 o'clock start on the women's game, 8 o'clock start time for the men. Saturday afternoon of next week, Dort College on the road to the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City to take on the Briarcliff Chargers. That start time is 2 o'clock for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. For home commercial investment and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 115 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Those halftime scores again from across the conference. Let's take a look at the standings as well. It is Briarcliff, 8-3 in the conference, leading Hastings, who is 6-6. 36-32. Dort College at 6-6 in the league leads Nebraska Wesleyan, who's 1-11, 37-32. Mount Marty, 7-5, leads Midland, 3-9, 33-28. And Doan and Morningside deadlocked at 40 apiece. Morningside 9-3. Doan College 0-12 entering play today. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan will play at the Corn Palace tomorrow afternoon in a Sunday matinee performance in GPAC basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Well, we got started with the second half just a little bit sooner than I had anticipated, so we return to action. Nebraska Wesleyan gathers in the missed shot by the defenders, and here comes Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Dort College leading 37-32. Wesleyan has the basketball. They feed it out front. Driving in is Shanahan. Shanahan crosses over to the right hand. She's got 16 points, and the defender lead is 37-34. Dort College unable to shake this pesky Nebraska Wesleyan team thus far. They're up by 8 early. Nebraska Wesleyan put together a run to get back into the contest. Van Dyke looked like she had posted up on Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan reaches over the top and tips it away. And Nebraska Wesleyan has the basketball back. Wesleyan with a chance to cut into the lead. And now a push called on Brianna Spronk. Spronk's called for the personal. That's her third. And that comes with 19:04 remaining in the ballgame. Newman is in. Spronk is out. So Emily Newman back into the contest for Brianna Spronk. Wesleyan with the basketball. Passes left side over to Ball. Ball gives it up to Shanahan. Shanahan, right side, Ball. Beg your pardon, that's Linus. Linus with it on the wing. Linus drives in, kicks it off, left side. Comes back outside to Ball. Ball, Shanahan. Shanahan puts it up under pressure. Shot no good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18:40 left to go in this ballgame. Dort College 37, Nebraska Wesleyan 34. Left side, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Nothing there. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus step back long two. Banks it in. Not sure she called it, but it drops through on the bank shot. Dort College leads 39-34. Long pass into the front court. Linus. Linus all the way down to the baseline. Cuts off there. Ball's deflected around. Picked up by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it into the front court. Jasmine with the basketball. She's got her on the right side. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking for Brookice. Goes to Brookice. Left side, 2 feet behind the three-point line. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke spins. Baseline. Jumper. Good. Kara Van Dyke with 6 points. Dort College leads 41-34. Dort College leading by 7. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Janelle Ball. Dort College has led by as many as 8 this afternoon. They lead by 7 right now. Losing the basketball, Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves have it. Shanahan. Shanahan comes back over to Ball. 12 to shoot for Wesleyan. They'll set the offense and run a set play, it appears. Tucholsky with it. Backing in. Traveled with it. No call made. Jump ball. Alternating possession. It will stay with Nebraska Wesleyan with 4 seconds on the shot clock. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Wesleyan will inbound it. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Linus. Linus looking over the top for Shanahan. Finds Shanahan. Shanahan down to the baseline. Gets a little separation as she bumps into the defensive player. She gets the two-pointer to go. Dort College leads 41-36. 18 points for Shanahan. Van Dyke left side, Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice feeds it over to Marish. Marish into the corner, Van Dyke. Long two, no good. Dort College settling for some jump shots again. Brookeyes hustles after the offensive rebound. Dort College resets it. 17 minutes left to go in regulation. Left side pass, Brookeyes. Brookeyes, three, no good. Rebound tipped. It's down on the floor, picked off by Van Dyke underneath Marish. Marish, shot, no good. Fight for the basketball, and now a foul called on Marish underneath. Elise Marish whistled for the personal foul with 16:49 left to play in regulation. Dort College 41, Nebraska Wesleyan 36. Marish will check out of the ballgame. Our score. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Bringing it up is Ball. Ball gets it right side to Kulstie. To Kulstie gives it up to Shanahan. Shanahan with it on the right wing. Shanahan down to the baseline. Spins. Puts it up with the left hand. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. And Dort College has not been able to contain her all afternoon. Shanahan with a game-high 20 points. She goes to the free throw line. Natal tried to complete the three-point play as she spun into the lane and got the left-handed shot to go. 41-38, Dort College by three. Now two. So Shanahan has all seven of her team's points in the second half. And the defender lead is back to three after it was seven. Newman out front. Newman passes left side to Cook. Cook, Van Dyke. Van Dyke under pressure. Shot no good. And a foul called on Kara Van Dyke on the rebound. Van Dyke whistled for her third personal with 16:13 remaining. So Dort College with two players now with three fouls each. They are Brianna Spronk and Kara Van Dyke. 16:10 remaining in this first in this ballgame. Right side pass to Kulstie. To Kulstie down to the baseline. And to Kulstie is fouled on the play by Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus called for the block. So Jasmine whistled for the personal with 16:01 left. It's team foul number five already on the defenders in this half. And that is foul number two on Skelhaus, beg your pardon. Not foul number one, but foul number two. Wesleyan has it out front to Kulstie, drives, lays it up with the right hand, and we're deadlocked 41-all. 41-41 our score, 15:52 left to play in the game. Baseline jumper, Kara Van Dyke, it's good. 8 points for Van Dyke. Dort College retakes the lead at 43-41. Every time Dort College has managed a little separation, Nebraska Wesleyan has had a comeback. Into the lane with the basketball to Kulstie, and to Kulstie has it tapped away from her. Out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Jelsma is in. Skelhaus is out. With it on the left side is Aaron Walker. Walker, looking to throw in, gets it in over the top. Walker, in between the circles. Her pass deflected, taken away by Brianna Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, gives it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma will bring it into the front court. On the right side is Bone. Bone, into the corner, Cook. Cook, reversal over to Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Jelsma feeds it into the lane, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Spronk, Spronk, Bone, Bone, top of the key. Right side it goes Jelsma. Jelsma penetrates, nothing there, back over to Bone. Bone to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, eight to shoot for the defenders. Driving in, they dump it off for Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play. Van Dyke got fouled as Dort College worked a high-low, and Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Foul called on to Kulstie is her third. It's foul number one called on Nebraska Wesleyan in this half. First free throw is up and good for Van Dyke. Kara with 9 points, five of them here in the second half. She's got another one on the way. 14:55 remaining. Second free throw is good as well. Kara Van Dyke with 6 points. And the defenders trail 45-41. Wesleyan with the basketball, Janelle Ball. Ball with it on the right side. She feeds it over to Kelly Sanchez. Sanchez gives it up to Ball. Ball with the basketball. Ball working it around. They go in to Shanahan. Shanahan feeds it to Junata. Her shot was no good. Here comes Door College. Coming up with it is Jelsma. Door College playing with a four-point lead, trying to build it. Right side, Bone. Bone with the basketball. Back to Jelsma. Jelsma to set the offense. Jelsma at the top of the key. Comes back right side over to Cook. Cook, Sprunk. Sprunk penetrates. Dumps it off for Cook. Cook, shot no good. And the Door College defenders, Jamie Cook. So Jamie Cook to shoot a pair of free throws. First one is up and good. Jamie Cook makes the free throw. She's got another one on the way. Donnell Bone checked out of the contest. Looked like she was having a contact lens issue. Cook makes both free throws. She's got six, and the defenders lead 47-41. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. They exhaust their third timeout of the basketball game. North College leads by six. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. 14-11 left to play in this ball game. York College leading by six, I should say. Nebraska Wesleyan has the basketball. Ball is deflected out by Brianna Spront. Spront tips it away. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball again. Underneath the basket. Wesleyan throwing it in. This is Sanchez. Sanchez to Shanahan. Shanahan kick out past Linus. Linus comes around right side Sanchez. Sanchez, Janata. Janata. Her pass back to the perimeter, taken away by Jelsman. A foul called against Sanchez. Sanchez whistled for her first personal, and Door College with a chance to take their biggest lead of the ballgame, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame with a made two-pointer here. They had an eight-point lead early in the contest. Pass goes left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Spronk, pass deflected. Down on the sideline, it's a Nebraska Wesleyan player. And they're going to call a foul on Brianna Spronk, and she has just picked up her fourth. .13:34 left to play. Wesleyan with the basketball, and Spronk didn't get off the floor quickly enough, as they didn't get Marish into the contest quickly enough, so hopefully they can go with Spronk not picking up her fifth foul here. With it is Sanchez, 13:20 remaining. York College with a six-point lead, ball's down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be York College basketball, and York College can breathe a sigh of relief as they get Brianna Spronk off of the floor before she picks up her fifth personal foul. .13:13 remaining. Regulation with the basketball, Jelsma. Jelsma to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice gives it up to Cook. Jamie Cook right side to Jelsma. Jelsma splits the defense. Her leaner, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma off of the window, good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket, her first of the day. And Door College matches their biggest lead of the ballgame here at 49-41. Matching an eight-point lead they had in the first half at 16-8. Wesleyan has had an answer every time Door College has gotten a little bit of distance, and Mallory Shanahan buries a three from the corner. 24 for Shanahan. Door College leads 49-44. Five-point advantage. Marish with it at the free-throw line. Back outside to Jelsma. Jelsma to Cook. Cook, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke in pressure, and we've got a foul called on Kara Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the foul, so Door College in some foul trouble here with 12:19 remaining. 12:19 left to go in the contest. Dort College has just had their second player pick up their fourth foul. Caravan Dyke at the 12:19 mark picks up her fourth foul. A minute after, Brianna Spronk picks up her fourth. And Nebraska Wesleyan, down by five, has the basketball. And Dort College in foul trouble when we're back right after this. 49-44, Dort College is going to have to do it for a while without two of their leading scorers on the floor. Caravan Dyke and Brianna Spronk both saddled with four fouls at this juncture. Two in the first half, two in the second half for both of them. So Dort College countering right now with Marsh and Cook. Bone, Brookice, and Skelhas. Here comes Wesleyan, trailing by five. Left side pass, Emily Linus. Linus with the basketball. Reversal, ball nearly throws it away. It's taken down by Cook. Cook in the lane, her shot is good. Courtney Cook with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is 49-46. They've surrendered 5 points in a row. With the basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas, bounce pass goes down low to Cook, and Jamie Cook is fouled on the play. Cook fouled on the play. Jamie will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, and Jamie Cook comes up. She folded that leg up underneath her. Courtney Cook commits the personal foul with 11:51 left to go in this half. Jamie Cook makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 7 points for Jamie Cook. A second free throw on the way for Jamie is up and good as well. So Jamie Cook, a 72% free throw shooter, makes them both. She's got eight. And the defenders lead by five, 51-46. Wesleyan with the basketball, 11:40 left to go. Long ways to go in this contest. Dort College faced with some foul trouble. They get the ball to Shanahan. Shanahan will drive the lane, stops, feeds it off left side. It's tipped, controlled by Emily Linus, but Linus steps on the sideline, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball back. Dort College with the basketball after the turnover by Nebraska Wesleyan on the far end. Right side, Skelhas. Jasmine, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming up with the basketball is Linus. Linus driving the length of the floor, kicks it outside to Ball. Ball, three, good. Janelle Ball with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail, lead, 51-49. A two-point advantage for the defenders with 10:58 left to go in the game. Right side pass, Marsh. Marsh, Cook, posting up, layup good. Jamie Cook with 10 points. Dort College leads 53-49. Dort College by four. Pass goes left side. Emily Linus. Linus on the wing. Linus gives it up out front to Felicia Tucholsky, and Tucholsky is called for a double dribble. Tucholsky tried to put the ball on the floor and gets whistled for the double dribble. So at the 10:39 mark, Dort College brings Brianna Spronk back. She sat for about 3 minutes with four fouls. Let's see how long she can go. Pass goes over to Brookice. Brookice stops, drives. Now the ball is loose, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan and Emily Linus. I would imagine Dort College will alternate Spronk and Van Dyke as long as they can. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Skelhas. Skelhas. Looking, still looking, gets it into the corner to Bone. Bone with the basketball, back over to Brookice. Brookice, left side, Skelhas, three-pointer, no good, off the front of the rim. Rebound taken down by Marsh. Marsh is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Mallory Shanahan with 10:16 remaining. That's her third. Team foul number five on the Prairie Wolves. Throwing the ball in will be Skelhas. This time Dort College will put four players on the baseline. Skelhas to trigger it, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looking as Skelhas gets it into Bone. Fresh 30 for Dort College to work with. Ball tipped on the entry pass. It's taken away by Spronk. Well, taken away from Spronk, I should say. Left side pass, Janata. Janata baseline jumper is good. Janato with the two-point basket. She's got 10, and the defender lead is 2 again at 53-51. Brookice with the basketball, and Brookice gets the shot to go, and she is fouled. Foul called on the play. Kayla Brookice will go to the free throw line. That foul is going to get charged to Nebraska Wesleyan's Courtney Cook. Cook whistled for the foul at the 9:54 mark for Wesleyan. And Skelhas, I beg your pardon, Brookice makes the free throw. She's got 8 points. Bone is out. Newman checks back in. Still a long ways to go in this one. 9:50 left to go in regulation. Dort College by 5. Wesleyan over the basketball. Emily Linus. Linus on the right side picks up her dribble. Goes free throw line. Shot in the lane is no good. Fight for the basketball. It's loose. Picked up by Brookice. Here comes Dort College. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice driving all the way down underneath the basket. Gets it away to Skelhas. Skelhas, Spronk. Spronk on the right wing. Spronk right side. It goes to Marish. Marish, Brookice. Brookice three. Can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball. Jump ball. Alternating possession. It'll be Wesleyan ball. Well, Brianna Spronk precariously close to picking up her fifth foul there. 9:21 left to go in the game. Marish is out on the floor for the defenders. Cook, Spronk, Newman, Skelhas, and Brookice. Wesleyan, left side pass Sanchez. Sanchez gives it up, ball. Ball back over to Sanchez. Ill-advised three, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook with the basketball. She gives it up to Skelhas. Skelhas quickly up the floor. Right side, Brookice. Brookice looking down low, and a foul called on Sanchez on the perimeter. Foul's going to go on Kelly Sanchez with 9:01 remaining. Kayla Brookice to shoot a pair of 1-1. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. 8 points for Kayla Brookice. Checking back in is Marish for the defenders. Well, I have that as number 7 on Wesleyan in this half. Dort College on the inbounds play. Marish with a drive to the lane. Nothing, unable to get it to go. And Dort College does not get the 1-1 opportunity. Instead, they say that is foul number 6 on the Prairie Wolves. So the Prairie Wolves get the rebound down to the baseline. And a blocking foul called on Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook gets whistled for the personal foul. 8:42 remaining in this game. And a 1-1 on the way for Mallory Shanahan. Free throw is up for Shanahan. It's good. Shanahan has single-handedly kept her team in this ballgame. She's got 25 of her team's 52 points. Another free throw on the way. This one is up and good as well. Shanahan is an 87% free throw shooter. 8 for 8 today. And a hand check called on Nebraska Wesleyan on the other end. Foul's going to go on Janelle Ball. 8:36 left to go in the contest. Free throws on the way for Jasmine Skelhas. This will be a 1-1 opportunity with Dort College clinging to a 3-point lead at 56-53. Free throw by Skelhas is up and through. Skelhas makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Skelhas is good, so Jasmine Skelhas makes them both. And the defenders lead 58-53. Wesleyan basketball, left side is Emily Linus. They pass it into the middle of the floor to Tucholsky. Tucholsky's pass deflected, last touch by Dort. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Linus to Ball. Ball with the basketball. Ball gives it up to Shanahan. Shanahan into the corner. This is Linus. Linus down to the baseline. Nothing there. Picking it up is Spronk, and Spronk is fouled in the backcourt. Felicia Tucholsky, I believe, got called for the personal. She is whistled for her fourth with 8:09 remaining. A one-and-one opportunity coming here for Brianna Spronk. Spronk has been shut out of the scoring so far today. Another free throw situation here for the defenders. First free throw is up and good for Spronk. Spronk makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw by Spronk, not good. North College leads 59-53. Bringing the basketball up is Ball. Ball with it on the right wing. Ball passes left side, Shanahan. Shanahan down to the baseline, cut off. Pass goes right side, Sanchez. Sanchez with the basketball. Sanchez back out front, Shanahan. Shanahan, jumper, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be North College basketball. 7:48 left to go in regulation. Dort College leading 59-53, and they have a chance to build on the lead here. Skelhaas passes left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts the ball, a shot up under pressure. Rebound taken away by Emily Linus on the weak side. Van Dyke missed the shot from the left side of the lane, and what Nebraska Wesleyan will use a timeout. 59-53 our score. Wesleyan uses their fourth timeout of the contest. This one coming at the 7:30 mark. Wesleyan trails by six. Back with more after this. With 7:30 remaining in the game, Nebraska Wesleyan already has their scoring game average. They average 50.9 points per contest. And they have 53 thus far. Dort College leads them by six, though, 59-53. Both teams are in the bonus. Both teams have eight fouls up on the board. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also live on the World Wide Web at HiltRealEstate.com. Steal by Dort College on the other end. Here come the defenders. Pass ahead to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Middle of the floor. It comes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looks for Brookeyes. Gets it to her left wing. Bounce pass inside Spronk. Spronk wheels the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. Cook. Spronk with three. Dort College leads 61-53. Bringing the basketball up is Ball for the Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame, matching an 8-point lead they held earlier in this half and early in the ballgame. With it on the right side, Shanahan. Shanahan, Janata. Janata forces it up, shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Brookeyes. Brookeyes with the basketball. Brookeyes bringing it up, and Janata's going to get whistled for the personal foul. Janata has just been whistled for the personal foul. .641 left to go in the game. Kayla Brookeyes will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. So Brookeyes will shoot a 1-1. She has 8 points thus far. That's foul number three on Janata. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So a second free throw coming for Brookeyes. Makes it a 9-point game and now 10. So Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 63-53. Dort College trying to move above 500 for the season in the GPAC. Nebraska Wesleyan stolen away by Brookeyes. Brookeyes swiped it away from Shanahan. Here comes Dort College pressing the issue. Brookeyes. Brookeyes with an open lane to the basket. Lays it up, lays it down. Brookeyes with 7 points in the second half, 12 for the ball game. Dort College leads 65-53. Emily Linus with the basketball. She feeds it off to Janelle Ball. Ball to Shanahan. Shanahan with it right side. Comes back over to Ball. Ball with the ball. Ball gives it up right side over to Shanahan. Shanahan back outside Janelle Ball. Dort College playing with their biggest lead of the contest at 65-53. Comes back over to Linus. Linus, 17-footer, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Door College. Off and running are the defenders. Here comes Brookice again. Brookice stops, feeds right side Spronk. Spronk underneath to Marish. Marish with the basketball, double-teamed, and she is fouled on the play on the help defense applied by Courtney Cook. Cook whistled for the personal foul with 5:43 remaining in regulation. Two free throws on the way for Elise Marish. Marish has been shut out today. Brianna Spronk has 3 points. Other players for Door College have picked up the slack. Kayla Brookice with 12 points. That's right at her season average. Jamie Cook with 10 points. 4 in the first half, 6 in the second half, doubling her season average. Marish makes both free throws, and the defenders lead by 14, 67-53. Door College right now in the middle of a 11-0 run. They've gone from up 56-53 to up 67-53. There's a timeout on the floor, charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. They have one remaining. 5:39 left to go in the game. Door College 67, Nebraska Wesleyan 53.
Hey, Dad.
Back the other way, Nebraska Wesleyan counters with a two-point basket by Felicia Tucholsky. She's got 7. Door College leads 67-55. Skelhaas goes left corner. Cook underneath Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. And free throws coming here for Elise Marish. Tucholsky has just fouled out of the contest with 5:18 left. And she will foul out with 7 points. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Double bonus time for Door College the rest of the way. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Marish. Marish, 3 for 3. Now 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Door College leading by 14, 69-55. Janelle Ball with the basketball. She goes right side Walker. Walker gives it up. Ball feeds it down low to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Her pass cross court. Take it away by Brookice. Brookice with a head full of steam. Stops at the free throw line. Feeds Marish. Marish off the side of the backboard. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Forces it up. And she is fouled on the play. And Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 more free throws. This foul is going to go on Courtney Cook. That'll be her 4th. 2 more free throws on the way for Elise Marish. Marish, a 74% free throw shooter coming into the contest, makes the first one. 4:57 left to go in the game. North College leading 70-55. This was a 56-53 ball game. Not that long ago. Another free throw by Marish is good. North College taking advantage now of their free throw trips. They lead 71-55. Nebraska Wesleyan back the other way. Prairie Wolves have it. Right side, Walker. Walker, high post, Shanahan, right wing. Comes back over to Walker. Walker's pass deflected. Brookice tried to track after it. Picked up by Janelle Ball. Three-pointer on the wing. Shot no good. Rebound tip controlled by Cook. Cook over to Brookice. Here comes North College again in transition. 4.5 left to go in the contest. Brookice feeds Bone. Bone, ball fake to the free throw line. Doesn't see what she wants. Comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas puts it up. Drew the contact. No call made there for the putback, though, is Jamie Cook. Cook with 12 points. North College has opened up an 18-point lead, and the floodgate has opened. North College leading by 18. They've outscored Nebraska Wesleyan by 15. In the last couple of minutes, and Elise Marish with a steal on the other end, steps on the baseline out of bounds. North College leading by 18. Wesleyan gets the ball back. So North College gets the steal, but now that Wesleyan has a fresh 30 to work with, they can't afford to use up much of it, though, as the clock is their enemy as well right now. Shanahan, baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound, Janata. Janata put back good. Janata with 12. Dort College trails, leads, I should say, 73-57. Bone to Cook. Cook. Brookice. Brookice. 3 in and out. No good. And a reach-in foul called on Kayla Brookice. Brookice whistled for the personal foul. That's her first with 3:43 remaining in this contest. 3:43 left to go in regulation. Two free throws on the way for Caitlin Giannata. Giannata with a 1-1. They aren't in the double bonus yet, and Giannata makes the first one. Caitlin Giannata with 13 points. Marish and Cook check out. On the floor for the defenders right now, Van Dyke, Brookice, Bone Spronk, and Skelhas. Giannata, a 25% free throw shooter, 3 for 12 for the season, makes them both. And the Dort College lead is 73-59. A three-pointer after a steal, no good by Wesleyan. Shot in the lane by the Prairie Wolves, no good. Now foul called over the back on Caitlin Giannata. Giannata has just picked up her fourth personal foul. 3:32 left to play in the game. Dort College leads by 14, 73-59. Jessica Jelsma to check into the ballgame. So Kara Van Dyke will shoot two free throws. Kara this afternoon, 10 points, slightly below her season average of 13.4 points per game. She makes that free throw. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up and good. 75-59. Van Dyke makes them both. So Van Dyke with 12. Shot on the other end by Nebraska Wesleyan is up and good for Giannata. Giannata averaging 5 points per game. She's got 16 this afternoon. Defenders lead 75-61. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma goes right side, Bowen. Bowen with it on the wing, beyond the three-point line, comes back over to Brookice. 3:05 remaining. Van Dyke puts it up in traffic, can't get it to go, but Kara Van Dyke is fouled on the play, and Kara will go to the free-throw line to shoot two more free throws. Here in the second half alone, this will be the 22nd and 23rd free-throw shot by the defenders in this half. Kara Van Dyke, free throw is up and good. She's got another one coming. Van Dyke with 13 points. She averages 13.4 points per game. She had four at halftime, and she makes that one as well. Van Dyke with 8 of 8 free throw shooting, and the defenders have opened up a 77-61 advantage. Wesleyan over the basketball. They throw it midcourt to Tessa Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach puts up the shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Bone. Bone shovels it ahead to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball, has the numbers. She'll reset things. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, Brookice. Brookice with it left corner, back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball, 2:35 remaining. Back out front it comes to Brookice. Brookice to Jelsma, 10 to shoot for the defenders. They feed it into Spronk. Spronk is fouled on the play by Giannata, and that's it for Giannata. Giannata fouls out of the contest with 2:25 remaining. So Giannata will foul out with 16 points. 2:25 left to go. So the free throw on the way for Spronk is up, no good. Brianna misses the free throw. She's 1 for 3 now. She's got 3 points today, well below her season average of 11.5. She's been bothered by foul trouble much of this contest. Makes the second one. She's 2 for 4 now. Newman is in. Spronk is out. 78-61. Dort College has all but finished this one off. Wesleyan brings it up, goes over to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach driving in, and Jamie Cook's going to be called for a blocking foul with 2:19 remaining. Foul called on the defenders. Dort College leading by 17. Free throws on the way for Tessa Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach 10 for 20 from the free throw line this season. She'll shoot a pair. First free throw is up, no good. She's got another one on the way. So another free throw coming. Dort College leading 78-61. This free throw is up and good. Kurtenbach makes one of two free throws. 78-62, this one all but over. 2:10 and counting, ball game. North College with the 16-point advantage. Brookice gives it away to Skelhaas. 2-minute warning now. Skelhaas picks up her dribble, goes left side over to Cook. 8 to shoot. Cook comes back over to Brookice, Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Newman. Newman, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by no one. It's still loose, picked up by Jamie Cook. Cook to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman back over to Skelhaas, and North College will reset it. Pass goes left side, Brookice. 1:30 and counting. North College wearing Nebraska Wesleyan down in the last 7 minutes or so of this contest. Skelhaas feeds it right side. Brookice, 3, rattles it, no good. Rebound controlled, no. No one controlled it. It was out of bounds, last touch by Wesleyan. It's North College basketball. Skelhaas is out, Jessica Jelsma checks in. Spronk is in, checking out of the contest is Jamie Cook. Emily Newman to throw the ball in for the defenders. So another free throw on the way. An inbounds play on the way. Brookice saves it in to Bowen as she had it on the sideline. Pass goes over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman feeds it into the corner, Sprott. The cutter, Jelsma. Jelsma in traffic, shot no good, blocked. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Wesleyan. No, last touch by North College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. North College leading this one, 78-62 with 105 remaining in regulation. With the basketball is Emily Linus. Linus passes left side to Zagenbein. Zagenbein with it under a minute remaining. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice will bring it up. Brookice in between the circles. Goes left side to Spronk. Spronk into the corner. Gelsman. Gelsman is fouled on the play. And Jessica will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Our score. 37.4 seconds remaining. Gelsma's first free throw is good. She's got 3. North College with this one well in hand now. 79-62. Wasn't always like this, though. The coaching staff looking much more relaxed now than they were around 15 minutes ago. North College up 80-62, North College by 18, long pass into the front court with a basketball, Cook driving in, that's Courtney Cook, and Courtney Cook is fouled on the play, and I believe Brianna Spronk has just been disqualified on fouls. 29.1 seconds remaining, Brianna Spronk will foul out of the contest with 4 points. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. Missed free throw by Courtney Cook. She's got another one coming. 80-62, North College is going to win this one by double digits. Second free throw is up and down, so Cook makes one of two. North College leads 80-63. Into the front court with the basketball is Gelsma. Gelsma feeds it left side to Bone. Bone with the ball to Micah Hulst. Hulst to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, Bone. Bone gives it up to Gelsma. Gelsma. Left side, Bethany Hulst. Bethany to Micah. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, 3, rattles out, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's loose, picked up by Wesleyan, and that's the final. 80-63, North College wins. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The defenders move above 500 in the G-Pack. 7-6, 13-10 overall. Let's take a break and be back with more after this. North College Defenders able to fight off Nebraska Wesleyan and win 80-63 in women's college basketball this afternoon at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The North College Defenders had to battle. We were tied early at 8-8. North College took the lead at 16-8 with 8 unanswered. Wesleyan came back, led briefly at 25-24 and again at 29-28. North College went into the locker room up 37-32 at halftime. In the second half, North College built a 7-point lead, 41-34, only to have Wesleyan score the next 7 points and tie it at 41. Wesleyan would never take the lead, though, in the second half. They did cut the difference down to 53-51 again. That was near the midpoint of the second half. But from that 53-51 advantage and a 3-point advantage at 56-53, Nebraska Wesleyan was outscored by North College 11-0. North College goes from 3 up to 14 up, 67-53. And it was never close as North College wins at 80-63. North College led unofficially by Jasmine Skelhaus and Kara Van Dyke with 14 points apiece. They also got 12 points off of the bench from Jamie Cook. Nebraska Wesleyan was led by Mallory Shanahan with 26 points. Caitlin Janata came off of the bench to score 16. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender women defeat Nebraska Wesleyan by a final score of 80-63. The Dort College Defenders' numbers look like this. 21 of 59 from the floor, 35.6%, 4 for 20 on three-pointers, 20%, 34 for 36 on free throws, 94.4%. Nebraska Wesleyan, 22 of 50 from the floor, 44%, 6 of 12 on threes, 50%, 13 of 16 on free throws for 81.3%. Rebounding, Dort College rebounds Nebraska Wesleyan 38-29. Turnovers, Nebraska Wesleyan 23, Dort College 15. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
As we continue our post-game wrap, let's visit with Brianna Spront, Dort College senior women's basketball player. And Brianna, for your team, a tough start. Never seemed to get on track until about the last 6 or 7 minutes of this contest, an 80-63 win over Nebraska Wesleyan. What did you talk about at halftime? What did you need to do better up by 5 at halftime to turn that into a 17-point win?
Really stressed that we had to keep running a lot because we knew we'd wear them down and stuff, and also just keep attacking the basket and guarding number 20. She had a really good game for them, but we just had to keep guarding her and forcing her into bad shots.
You end up with 4 fouls, and you got your 4th foul relatively early in the contest. Coach sat you for a few minutes, then you came back into the contest. What's your mindset going in at that point with 4 personal fouls?
Playing tough defense, but knowing that you can always do as much of the hustle plays as you wish you could, but yeah, that you need to stay out of trouble yet.
Okay, 7 games left to go in the regular season. Your team has finally fought to above 500 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It's 7-6 at this point. Goals for this team for the last 3.5 to 4 weeks of the regular season?
Keep working as a team and really pushing the ball and spreading it out. We sometimes get clustered and just, yeah, we keep working hard in practice. It's a big thing.
Winding down your career, this is it for you. How quickly have the last 3.5 years gone for you in terms of basketball in your college career?
Very quickly. Last year I thought, you know, I have a lot of time left or whatever, but this year it really seems like it's going really fast, and it's exciting. We're doing well this year, but I want to end it out better than we did last year.
What's next for Brianna Spronk post-graduation? We're only talking about another 4 months on the Dort College campus. What's next for you?
I am going to grad school, so that'll be more schooling. So exciting.
Grad school, what do you hope to pursue in grad school?
Oh, occupational therapy.
Okay. And so you're busy applying and all those kind of things at this point.
Yep.
All right. Brianna, thanks for stopping by, and congratulations on a good win.
Thanks.
That's Brianna Spronk, Dort College senior women's basketball player, as she helps Dort College to an 80-63 win over Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon. Coach Craig Steensma hasn't made his way back to the chair yet, so let's take a look again at the numbers. Mallory Shanahan with 26 points, 16 for Caitlin Janata, 9 for Felicia Tikulski, 3 for Courtney Cook and Janelle Ball, 2 for Kelly Sanchez, and 1 for Tessa Kurtenbach. Let's go back now and visit with Coach Craig Steensma. And Coach, your team just could never break away from Nebraska Wesleyan, and that's a credit to them. They're much improved from what we saw back in December, but your team finally able to wear them down, it seemed, to the last 7 or 8 minutes of this ball game, made your free throws down the stretch, and stretched it out for a comfortable 17-point win.
Yeah, you know, we did make our free throws down the stretch, that's for sure. But give credit to Nebraska Wesleyan, because they played a great game and they played hard, and Shanahan was just on fire the whole time. So I thought we really had a lot of really good looks from three, and we just didn't get many of them to go. I think we were probably like 4 for 20 or 4 for a lot. Those are all good shots for us. They're good looks, and you know, we make those, we get some breathing room. We don't. I thought we played extremely hard for 40 minutes, and that was a big key for us.
What do you want the mindset to be in terms of your perimeter shooters when those shots aren't falling? Because it seemed for a period of time you almost became too reliant on the jump shot. Did you have to address that, or wasn't that a concern for you?
We did call timeout about that and say, let's just try to do some different things. We wanted a kick out three only, and then, you know, we got wide open, good looks. So we'll take those, because we have 30 seconds, you know, and you're sometimes never going to get a better shot than that. So I'm content with that. You know, most days we'll make more, but I thought we did a good job attacking the glass and rebounding as well, and that helped us to get to some offensive boards, especially.
30 points of production for your bench today. That's as good as you've had this season.
Yeah, you know, our bench was excellent, and Emily Newman adds to that. Jessica Jelsma played very, very well. Jessica was in when we made that spurt. Jamie was in when we made that spurt. You know, Danelle is solid for us. So we have a very, very solid and capable bench, and we need to continue to get production from them, to knock off some of the top teams in the conference here. We're going to need our bench to play very, very well.
Over in Sioux City today, Doan fought Morningside. It was tied at halftime, 40-40. Morningside ends up winning that one, 78-71. That's your next opponent, Morningside, coming here, a team that you battled down to the wire with in Sioux City back in December, and you're looking for win number 3 in a row.
Right, you know, just one game at a time, and now we can look at Morningside. And we felt like we played pretty well when we played there, but we'll have to play our best, and we'll have to shoot the ball well and be strong with the ball to have a chance on Wednesday against Morningside. But the good thing is it's here, you know, and we feel like we've been playing pretty well here for the most part, so we're looking forward to that, Mike.
And by the way, just for your information, Hastings and Briarcliff have gone to overtime in Sioux City, so we'll watch that one, see how things shake out in terms of the standings.
Right.
Still a lot of season left. We talk about it rapidly coming to a close, but you still got over a third of your conference games remaining over the next 3.5-4 weeks.
Right. It goes quick, but they're all important. And, you know, Hastings is a very athletic team. I'm not surprised that they're tied with Briarcliff. That can happen anywhere. It could have happened here today, too, where you have a team go on the road and win.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the weekend. Back to work on Monday.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Greg Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's continue back now with the numbers. And a little disjointed with our Wireless World postgame wrap today, but I think we will get it all squeezed in. For Dort College, they were led in scoring by Jasmine Skelhaus and Kara Van Dyke with 14 points each. Jamie Cook had 12, as did Kayla Brookeye. 7 each for Danelle Bone and Emily Newman. 6 for Elise Marish. 4 for Brianna Spronk. 4 for Jessica Jelsma. Rebounds, Elise Marish had 6. 5 for Kayla Brookeye. 4 each for Jasmine Skelhaus and Kara Van Dyke. 6 for Jessica Jelsma off of the bench. 4 for Jamie Cook. Mallory Shanahan had 8 rebounds for Nebraska Wesleyan. 5 for Caitlin Janata. 4 for Emily Linus. 3 for Janelle Ball. 5 assists for Emily Linus. 3 assists for Jamie Cook for the defenders. 2 assists each for Elise Marish and Jessica Jelsma. 7 steals for Kayla Brookeyes. Pretty good line for the junior. 12 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 7 steals in 32 minutes of play. Brianna Spronk with 3 steals. Elise Marish with 3 steals. 2 steals for Kara Van Dyke. Dort College is now 13-10 overall, 7-6 in the conference. Next up, Morningside. Nebraska Wesleyan 3-15 and 1-12. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Well, in Sioux City, it appears Briarcliff is going to pull that one out with Hastings in women's play. It's an 8-point ball game with 16 seconds left to go in overtime, according to Dave Shank back in the sports information office here at Dort College. Other finals in already. Mount Marty leads Midland, or wins over Midland, 81-64, and Morningside drops down 78-71. We scratched through the standings then. Concordia is 11-1. Morningside is 10-3. Briarcliff looks like they're going to go to 9-3. Northwestern had the day off today. They're 8-4. Mount Marty goes to 8-5. Dakota Wesleyan plays tomorrow against Concordia. They're 6-5. Dort College is 7-6. Hastings looks like they're going to fall to 6-7. Midland is 3-10. Nebraska Wesleyan 1-12. Doan is 0-13. That'll do it for the first half of our broadcast this evening. This afternoon from Dort College's DeWitt Gymnasium. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dahlman, Dort College men's basketball coach, right after this.